Andy, good morning. Hope you had a great weekend. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. If you missed any local football scores on Friday, a game you heard on KATE, it was homecoming for Red Wing. The Wingers beat our Albert Lea Tigers 38-14. Albert Lea drops to 0-3. They're going to host Canson Manorville for their homecoming game coming up on Friday night. Of course, we'll have all the play-by-play for you right here on KATE, Tigers and the Comet. Homecoming on Friday. Number one ranked team in Class 2A, Blooming Prairie. They beat United South Central 33-6. Rebels drop to 1-2. They're going to head to Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons for a Saturday afternoon game. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. They shut out Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton 42-0. It was the battle of the Golden Brick Trophy at the Golden Brick back in New Richland. Again, all Panthers on Friday. They're now 2-1. They're going to head to St. Clair Mankato Loyola on Friday. It was homecoming for Lake Mills on Friday night. North Union came to Lake Mills. They beat the Bulldogs 44-12. Bulldogs dropped to 1-3. They're going to head to West Fork on Saturday. A good one for Northwood Kensett. The Vikings get by West Bend Mallard 35-28. Vikings now 3-1 in the season. They're going to head to North Iowa coming up on Friday. Waterville Legion Morristown. They beat Alden Conger Glenville Lemons 44-6. The Knights, they drop to 0-3. Like we mentioned, they're going to host USC coming up on Saturday. Girls soccer from Friday. Albert Lea shuts out Worthington 3-0. Kendall Kennis had two goals. Morgan Luring had one to lead the way for Albert Lea. One score from Saturday in boys soccer. Fairmont 7, Albert Lea 2. If you missed the announcement on Friday, our latest Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week is Leah Moen, senior center for the Lake Mills Bulldogs volleyball team. She's a two-year starter for the Bulldogs, 2020 first-team all-conference setter, 260 assists on the year. That's 7.03% average. 74 digs, 96% serving with 21 aces. We'll talk to Leah and her head coach, Jim Beamer, coming up this week on KATE. But again, Leah Moen, senior center for Lake Mills, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. Prep sports going on tonight. A couple of local teams matching up. Albert Lea is at Alden Conger in volleyball. That will start at 7. Also in volleyball, Glenville Lemons. They're at Leroy Ostrander at 7:15. USC is going to host St. Clair at 7:15. In girls tennis, USC is at Belle Plaine at 4:15. In boys and girls cross country, USC travels to Fairmont for a meet starting at 4:30. At Lake Mills in Northwood Kensett, their cross country teams head to Lynn Grove Country Club in Rockwell for a meet starting later on this afternoon. Now, Kyler Murray threw for 400 yards and 3 touchdowns in the Arizona Cardinals. They topped our Minnesota Vikings 34-33. Heartbreaking loss for Minnesota. Greg Joseph, as time was expiring, missed a 37-yard field goal wide right, and the Cardinals beat the Vikings 34-33. Vikings are 0-2. They will host a Seattle for their home opener coming up on Sunday. Jose Barrios pitched into the seventh inning to beat his former team, and Bo Bichette homered in a 5-run first inning as Toronto, they increased their lead in their playoff race. We'll talk about that in just a moment. They beat our Minnesota Twins 5-3. Toronto takes 2 of 3 over the weekend. Toronto now leads the Yankees by a game and a half for the second AL wildcard slot. The Blue Jays, they are one game behind Boston for that top wildcard slot. Twins, they're off today. They're going to be at Wrigley Field for a two-game series against the Cubs. That starts tomorrow. NFL recap. Sam Darnold and the Panthers are 2-0. 26-7 win over the Saints. Darnold was 26-38 for 305 yards. He had 2 touchdowns and 1 interception. Lamar Jackson had been 0-3 versus Patrick Mahomes before last night as the Ravens quarterback ran for 107 yards, had 2 touchdowns as the Ravens beat the Chiefs 36-35. The Buccaneers' franchise record winning streak has reached 10 games. Tom Brady threw for 276 yards and 5 touchdowns. They romped the Falcons 48-25. Greg Zuerlein connected on a 56-yard field goal as time expired. The Cowboys beat the Chargers 20-17. Derek Carr threw for 382 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Raiders, they toppled Pittsburgh 26-17. Matthew Stafford led Los Angeles on 2 late scoring drives, and Matt Gay made a tie-breaking field goal with 2:23 to go as the Rams on the road, they beat Indianapolis 27-24. Jimmy Garoppolo threw one touchdown pass, also ran one for a score, leading the 49ers to a 17-11 victory at Philadelphia. Baker Mayfield threw for a touchdown, also ran for a score. He was 18-21 for 213 yards as the Browns beat the Texans 31-21. The Bills, they rolled to a 35-0 shutout of the Dolphins as Josh Allen threw two touchdown passes. Zach Moss, he ran for two scores as well. Randy Bullock hit a 36-yard field goal midway through overtime as the Titans came back from a 14-point deficit. They beat Seattle 33-30. Damon Harris and James White had touchdown runs. Patriots all over the Jets 25-6. And the Bears, they beat the Bengals 20-17. Well, the Los Angeles Dodgers are back within one game of the San Francisco Giants for the NL West lead. Clayton Kershaw picked up his first win since June 27th. Dodgers knocked off the Reds 8-5. Dodgers have won 8 of their last 9 games. They're playing good baseball. Again, San Francisco's lead in the West is down to just one game. Scores for Major League Baseball. Nationals over the Rockies 3-0. It was Cleveland hammering the Yankees 11-1. Boston beat the Orioles 8-6. Houston over the Diamondbacks 7-6. Marlins get by the Pirates 6-5. Tigers shut out the Rays 2-0. We mentioned the Dodgers beat the Reds 8-5. Mariners over the Royals 7-1. Cubbies just slipped by the Brewers 6-4. Cardinals over the Padres 8-7. White Sox beat the Rangers 7-2. Mets over the Phillies 3-2. Athletics sneak by the Angels 3-2. And the Braves shut out the Giants 3-0. And that's Check of Sports here on KATE from the American Insurance Press Box. For Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.